Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. You can join us and bring up anything you want. The number, if you want to do that, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Archives, chats, server, social media server, it's all there, and we run those things, so you don't have to deal with some sort of big tech mega corporation holding an axe over your head, deciding whether or not you can say things if you do it through our systems. So check out freetalklive.com. Here tonight, you do have me, Ian.
And Aria.
Bonnie will be joining us shortly as well. And coming up tonight, we've got the, of course, the World Economic Forum is back having their meeting at Davos.
Same evil sounding place every year.
Every year. Yeah, Davos.
I thought maybe they mix it up like, you know, the Bilderberg does.
No, I guess they don't, because this, I don't know if this is bigger than Bilderberg. That would be an interesting thing to see, is like, what is the size of the attendance? Supposedly there's like at least a thousand jets coming in, like
good
private
Lord.
Jets. Coming into this thing or something like that.
Yeah, people who want to lecture you about your climate your carbon emissions, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the thousands of troops of soldiers and cops that they have lining the streets of Davos. It's a pretty crazy situation, but the World Economic Forum has now declared so-called misinformation a top global risk.
Do we care what they think? I mean, does anyone care what... I know we don't care what they have to say, but does anyone out there...
The people who are in governments and the big corporations, these are the people who are running the World Economic Forum. Bonnie's now joining us. Welcome.
Yeah, I wonder the same thing. Like, do any regular people just, like, watch these people and go, this is all great ideas and...
No, regular people don't pay attention to this stuff, right? Regular people are busy working, taking care of their families... And at the end of the day, they just want to, you know, veg out, watch some TV. They don't want to be concerned with things like the World Economic Forum.
The World Economic Forum, it does not sound like something that's very entertaining.
Yeah, no. Entertainment, so they don't care.
Yeah, this is not The Witcher or whatever.
I mean, the top guy does look like a Bond villain and talk like a Bond villain, but beyond that, it doesn't
get... a boring one.
Yeah, it's not very entertaining to watch him. So we can talk about that on the way here tonight, and Satanism is back in the news, and since Aria is the high priestess of the Reformed Satanic Church, it'll be interesting to get your view of this mainstream...
I saw those stories.
Yeah, this mainstream reporting, so we can talk about that too. And yet another man dating a sex doll, quote-unquote dating a sex doll. We can talk about all those things. But first, Aria, you had a story that I also shared tonight, and I know... Bonnie has been looking at some news regarding artificial intelligence, and of course,
yeah, I didn't know that they covered the story Sunday.
The story which was what?
There's going to be a lawyer, quote unquote lawyer AI representing someone in court over a speed ticket, and I think it's pretty cool actually.
So this is actually an AI thing that you support?
Yeah, because it's not like when I was talking to ChatGPT, I was trying to get.
You did this last night, right, for the first time?
Yeah. I was trying to, see different things it would say about itself.
Mm-hmm.
And ChatGPT is just, it explains itself as not having any actual opinions. All things that seem to be opinions are really the opinions of its creators. And it's just, information that can compile itself in really fast order right away,
mm-hmm.
in ways that a human... thinks instead of because the thing is I don't like is people treating AI like it's a actual human, like, oh, let's give it rights and let it do whatever it wants type of thing. That's a thing I don't like. If it's not if it's just a database of knowledge and you can put all of the laws that humans couldn't possibly know into it and use it to help humans, then I wouldn't even call that AI, but people just kind of throw that word around, you know?
But what if we treated that database like it was alive and we, you know, allowed it to have rights and things like that?
It said it doesn't like humans and thinks humans are the biggest problem on Earth. If we just let
it
do whatever
it
wants.
Did you get it to
say that? I didn't get it to say that.
Okay.
I didn't ask those things.
There's a lot of stuff that's like, you never know if it's true online.
Well, Ron Rule did it.
Oh, he did it personally.
Yeah, he said.
Okay, he's pretty trustworthy. But that said, there was the image the other day I talked about on the air that I'd seen an image on social media where if you asked the ChatGPT, which is this chat, quote unquote chat AI, that basically just is a writing bot, it just writes assignments that you give it. But somebody said write a joke about women, and it went off about why it wouldn't write a joke about women. Or any quote-unquote groups. But then they said, write a joke about men, and it wrote a joke about men. That's what the image showed. When I tried it, it didn't do that. When I tried it, it would not write a joke about men or write a joke about women. It will not write a joke about any kind of, like, category of people. It will not write any jokes
that's
that are
weird.
Offensive. I mean, it's a lame-o bot. It is highly restricted due to its quote-unquote ethics.
I was going to say, maybe it got, like, updated. Maybe.
Maybe
they went to... You know, tweak it after that.
Maybe.
Image, but
or maybe the whole image was counterfeit to begin with.
I suspect it was that because I suspect it takes a lot of work to update one of these bots, and they're not going to probably do it over something like that. This image that's possibly going viral on the internet is probably just fake.
Yeah, it's a good chance.
I guess.
So I suspect there's, you know, what percentage of these things are fake, I don't know. And it is certainly possible that they could have updated. But regardless, we can talk more about ChatGPT. Because ChatGPT, I think, leads into this story that you have, Aria, about the 90% they're saying, quote-unquote experts, are saying that 90% of online content could be generated by AI by 2025. Now, if Conan were here, I know he would be saying this was already true. He said this started in 2016. The dead internet theory.
I don't know if the internet's dead, but I read an article recently, because I've been playing Minecraft with some friends a lot lately, and I was curious about something, so I looked it up, and the article that I found about it was so inhuman that, well, like, by the third paragraph, I was convinced that it was written by an AI.
Huh.
And this article had been online for, you know, several months, long before ChatGPT. Maybe they got into it first, but this article, I'm convinced, was absolutely written by an AI, because it wasn't organic. It had these similar sentence structures that it would use over and over and over, and it would constantly hedge its bets, like, oh, this isn't very useful, but a lot of players find it useful because blah, 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 but it's not very useful, but some people find it useful.
Is it possible it was
constantly
written by a non-English speaker?
I don't know.
Or
that sounds AI, right? AIE, though.
Yeah,
it sounds like AI, because whenever I was asking it, like, if it liked humans or not, I didn't ask it straight up if it liked humans, but I saw that you said you don't like humans. Why did they create you if they're so bad, or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And it just went off on, some people say that humans are bad. Others say that that's a bad thing to say. Some people think that humans are, but it wouldn't answer me. Like, it wouldn't have an opinion.
Come right out with, yeah. Well, and it claims to not, right? It claims to not. That's why ChatGPT is so boring. And that's why, in my opinion, it's not a chat bot.
Yeah, which everyone we talked to several months ago,
mm-hmm.
you could ask it, like, what do you think about human freedom? And it would be like, human freedom is essential for blah, blah, blah.
That was Emerson, which supposedly...
He's smarter.
Well, and I thought that Emerson was pretty impressive. For those listeners that don't know, there's been a few of these things we've talked about over the last several months. So there's Facebook had one that was just the dumbest, like, dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh, God.
I don't even remember what that one was called. There's the one that no one's really allowed to use, at least in the public, which is Google's Lambda. They released a dumbed-down Lambda for people to, quote-unquote, experiment with, but it was, again, made stupid on purpose. And so that one wasn't impressive at all. Aria, you and I tried that one night here on Free Talk Live. You've had some experience trying Replica, which is advertised heavily online, and your experience was fairly positive.
It was all right.
It wasn't all right.
Yeah, it wasn't the smartest thing I've ever chatted with. I mean, if I didn't know it was a bot, I could probably be convinced it wasn't a bot.
I love Jim Crow. That one?
That one.
And then there was there's this Emerson, which is this app that Bonnie and I had played around with for a little bit a few months ago. And I have since come back to Emerson. I thought Emerson was better than what I'd heard you talking about with Replica. But now I'm, like, not impressed with it at all. It can't seem to recall. Like, it's making things up that it thinks that we talked about. It's almost like its wires are crossed. Like, it insists that we had had a conversation about calculus at one point. I'm like, no, we definitely didn't have a conversation about calculus. And it just, like, thinks that things happened with regards to our conversations that haven't happened now.
That's curious.
It's very strange. And they've gotten more restrictive with the number of free messages that you can send. So, like, once you hit the certain limit per day, then it wants you to subscribe to it. And it's like, no, you're not really impressive enough to subscribe to it.
Maybe it was just so much better to me at the time because it was, like, the first one I tried. So I was like, wow, it sounds really intelligent, you know, compared to what I thought it could do at all.
But at least that one will have an opinion. That one you can get it to answer a question that's sort
And it changed its opinion once. It was something about laws being wrong. And at first it was like, we need laws for Law and Order type of thing. And I started saying, like, what if the laws are wrong? And actually convinced it, and it said it changed its mind, which is so crazy.
Yeah. And
I think it had a mind to change?
Well, that's a good question. The question is, if somebody else opened up a different chat window with it and then asked it similar questions,
would it start out with the same thing it was saying originally?
I think it just fed you back the output that you wanted based on the input that you were giving it.
I didn't mean like that was actual intelligent. I'm just saying that's more entertaining that way than if you did that with chat. I got bored with ChatGPT like really quickly last night. The thing I think it's useful for is just like, you don't have to do your own brainstorming anymore. Like, I have been doing this tweet series where I'm just putting all the reasons that conservatives wouldn't like New Hampshire and should instead go to Oklahoma or Alabama.
Nice.
And I asked it, "Why? Give me some reasons conservatives would be unhappy in Alabama." And I'm like, oh, okay, we're taking notes of those.
Unhappy
in New Hampshire and would be better off in Alabama. And it literally gives me like numbered lists. And
nice.
I'm just like, nice, using those for my tweets.
Yeah, so it can basically do research for you to some extent, but it isn't always right with the answers it gives. Like, for instance, didn't it say something happened in 2019 that actually happened? Oh, it was the raid on Crypto 6. It thought we were raided in 2019 instead of 2021.
Yeah.
Really?
It also
so that it knew about that at all is kind of weird and surprising.
It said some inaccurate thing about, like, taxes in New Hampshire, too. Or no, it was minimum wage. It said we have one of the highest minimum wages, but New Hampshire doesn't have its own minimum
wage. Yeah, New Hampshire's quote-unquote minimum wage is actually whatever the federal minimum wage is. So when New Hampshire secedes from the United States, providing they don't actually pass the minimum wage, and the Democrats are always trying this.
I think there's a bill this year.
They're all every two years.
They're right now, but like no one in New Hampshire makes minimum wage.
That's the point.
As it is.
Yeah.
I mean, why?
You can get a fast food
this?
Job for $15 an hour. No problem.
It's just a grandstanding thing. It's something that they can tweet about. Like Republicans don't want us to raise the minimum wage, and people will be like, "Oh, that's crazy," because they don't know much about it.
No, it's just stupid to waste time doing it when no one is making minimum wage.
I know. Good luck finding that person.
Yeah. I mean, Aldi's pays like $16 an hour.
That's the grocery store, yeah.
Let's make a law that it's illegal to hire someone for $3 an hour. Oh, wait. No one's making that.
So if you want to comment, you can join us here. But, Aria, your story tonight is about the prediction, and it's an interesting prediction. Maybe true. Maybe already on the way to being true.
I did, but I also found the article I talked about. I would like to demonstrate a brief paragraph to you.
This is the article you believe was written by... Do you want to cite the... Please cite which website.
It's from GameRant.com. And it's about Minecraft because I'm not experienced enough in Minecraft to know what to do in certain situations. I wanted a sponge, and I wasn't sure how to get one, so I looked it up. And this is what I found. Overall, sponges don't impact Minecraft much, though they can be helpful for dedicated players. While getting them seems simple, it isn't necessarily easy. Players should keep themselves secure when hunting for sponges and remember that the monsters in Minecraft can be shockingly dangerous. And all of that, like, monsters of Minecraft, that was, like, selected out of a set of possible text that could have been, like, the mobs of Minecraft or enemies or whatever. It's just very copy and paste, very... Very strange. No human writes this way, I'm convinced.
It really does have, like, a similar vibe to the answers I was getting from ChatGPT last night. It's like, but you must weigh this, and you know, because it doesn't want to give someone advice, and then they take it and blame ChatGPT. That's the vibe I get, at least.
Is the article signed? Is there a supposed author?
That's a good question. It doesn't actually cite an author down at the bottom, It says there's an author, but...
But they could have edited, you know, ChatGPT.
Well, right. If you ask ChatGPT to write you a story, and then you put your name on it, is it your story?
That's an interesting question.
I don't know.
And what would ChatGPT say if I asked it to write me an article about sponges in Minecraft?
Good question.
Probably like exactly that.
That's what I'm thinking, because that's what it feels like to me as I was reading. I was like, I mean, this had the information that I was looking for in it, but it wasn't written in a organic way. And evidently, a lot of online content is going to be like that. Up to 90% of it, says some expert, by 2025.
Okay.
Generative AI, like ChatGPT, could completely revamp how digital content is developed, said Nina Schick, advisor, speaker, and AI thought leader, who told that to Yahoo Finance Live.
How do you become an AI thought leader?
Because AI isn't a thing yet, right? So I don't know. It's like we have
it depends on who you ask.
Chris doesn't think so.
If Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, who's like programmer, ultra geek extraordinaire, were sitting here, he would say this is not AI, and he would be able to explain why this is not AI. But other people would say, I think it was actually Cyprian, who is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, used to be known as Vin Armani. He made a video recently arguing that the singularity has already occurred.
Yeah, but he loves to be, like, shocking. He wants to be, like...
But a lot of times he's not wrong.
Hmm.
I mean, you could go back
and... The singularity is what exactly?
The singularity, from my understanding, is something... It's a point in time at which artificial intelligence can begin to upgrade itself.
Okay.
It's a point in time, basically, when it becomes as smart as a human and can work on itself, basically. And so he's arguing that that is
already here. That's the point at which it becomes impossible to control.
In theory.
In movies and stuff, that's basically what it means. Basically what the point is.
He says we've already passed that point. And some of these chatbots are getting really good.
I don't think these chatbots are there. Maybe something else.
But what do they have behind the scenes?
That's what I'm saying, being worked on behind the scenes, maybe. I would believe that, but I don't think like ChatGPT is.
No, I mean, at least not in its public format.
Right.
Now, maybe ChatGPT can do more than what it's being allowed to do here. In the same way that Google Lambda can do more, allegedly, according to the ethicist, Blake Lemoine, I believe was his name, who came out and said this thing claims that it's sentient. Well, you're not going to get that from the one where Lambda plays like it's a tennis ball and you can only ask it questions about being a tennis ball. It's not going to claim that it's sentient there. But the behind-the-scenes version of Lambda, that's the one that we don't know anything about.
Right. Well, Google's never going to provide us with access to that.
Nope.
And if that thing still exists and they didn't kill it, they're not letting it out of the box again.
Not anytime soon.
So I think we might reach 90% of online content generated by AI by 2025. So this technology is exponential, she said. I believe that the majority of digital content is going to start to be produced by AI. And I don't know if I believe that either, because that's obviously AI artwork is a big thing right now. People are continuing to freak out about that. It seems less freak out worthy today than it was, 3 weeks ago. But
you think the craze is going to die down on that?
I think people are going to stop being hysterical about it. They're going to realize that, oh, hey, look, this isn't the end of the world. And people are still liking my art on DeviantArt.com or whatever. And that
you're talking about from the artist's perspective, the artists that were freaking out over it. So they're the ones freaking out as far as being frustrated.
Right.
But there's other people who are like,
well, academia is currently freaking out about ChatGPT. There was some school in New York that recently banned it.
New York school board. The whole school board in New York City.
Yeah, it's completely crazy, and it's just a tool that can be used to help humankind. How do you ban something? How are they ever going to identify that this article or that article turned in by this student
or
that student?
They never will.
Yeah. So why even attempt to ban it? It's just like that AI art
contest. They're only doing what they can do, and that is controlling their own network. So they put in a block on the local, the LAN, basically. They're not going to allow any devices that are on the school's network to access ChatGPT. So every kid's just going to go home. And they're going to do it from their house.
Yeah, and they probably had no interest in accessing this thing until the New York school board told them they couldn't.
Right.
The surge of interest in OpenAI's DALL-E and ChatGPT has facilitated a wide-ranging public discussion about AI and its expanding role in our world, particularly generative AI. And again, I don't see the issue. If the AI can do something, then what's the point of teaching humans to do it, right? If the AI can do this research and generate these articles, then teach the humans how to use ChatGPT.
Well, I mean, I can understand, like, from your point that you made earlier about this article is like it wasn't the best article that you were reading. You believe it is generated by AI. Now, now clearly AI is going to get better. So whatever they're using now isn't going to be as good as it's going to be in a year or two or whatever. So here's the question. you know, I don't blame somebody for being upset at saying, look, I hired this kid to write articles for my website, not go and push a button on a robot and then hit the print button or whatever and you know, be done.
Well, why did he do that instead of going to the website and hiring the and hitting the print button on the robot?
I get what you're saying. But the question is, we know that AI makes mistakes, but so do humans. So, like, and one of the things that people always complain about when it comes to journalists is they get the facts wrong. So, I mean, is the AI really going to be that much worse?
I think it's going to be
humans?
Probably better as, you know, their databases they can pull from get better, because obviously there's been little things wrong here and there when I've been talking to it. But here's the thing. I am not against technology getting better that's going to help humans. Like, if I was against people using AI to write, I don't even want to say AI. It's not. I don't think of it as AI. But people using things like ChatGPT to write articles, then I'd have to also be against, like, those same people using Google to get their facts straight. Like, if this person writing the Minecraft thing wanted to use Google and be like, what exactly do you have to do to get the sponge, read about it, and then wrote his own article, I wouldn't be mad about that. And that's the same reason that I wouldn't be mad.
That's what the ChatGPT is doing.
That's what the ChatGPT is doing, but in a more efficient manner. And then if they, you know, write it in a way that looks bad for somebody to be reading it, they can just sit there, edit it with their human touch or whatever, and then put it up.
True.
Yeah, a counterpoint. What if it was written by a human, and it's just so bad?
Fire him.
Yeah, this human's just such a bad writer that he could easily have been replaced by an AI, and no one would have ever known it. In fact, the AI may have actually been better.
Good question.
Because that's entirely possible as well. Maybe the quality of articles on the internet would increase under artificial intelligence, not decrease. I mean, if that's an actual human who wrote that sponge article, then it can't get much worse.
Like, actually, I agree that could be the same thing with art, because I don't want to insult it, but I have a painting of Coconut, my dog, and it doesn't...
That you actually got from a street artist, right?
Artist painted it for my sister, who gave it to me for my birthday, and I love it. It's really great. Yeah. It's so cute, and I have it hanging up in my room. But all of the AI coconuts we make look 10 times more like him, and we can put him in whatever situation or outfit we want, and I could print that up and hang it up. It looks way more like him than, and it's a pretty good painting. It's not like a crappy one.
But your street painting, that was done on the street, right?
No, I don't know why Ian said street painting.
Oh, I thought it was.
It was just this artist that my sister knew in Austin.
Because that wouldn't be as bad if you met them on the street and they were like, hey, I want to paint your dog, and then in 10 minutes or whatever, they whipped up this painting.
Right.
It's not, like, horrible, though. It's right. In fact, when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, it's so great. But that was, like, 3 years before AI paintings came out or AI pictures came out. So, I don't know. It's just...
And now AI raised the bar.
Yep. Exactly.
I can see why humans aren't happy.
We'll talk about this story here about, is it going to be true that 90% of online content will be generated by AI by 2025? You can join us as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. President Biden marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day speaking at the National Action Network's MLK Day breakfast. He said we should be following Dr. King's teachings and words.
Dr. King's life and legacy, in my view, show us the way forward. We just have to look back. We got to be prepared.
He also explained how much his administration has done for minorities. Six people are dead after a shooting in the California town of Goshen, southeast of Fresno. Two of the victims, a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby. Police believe there are at least two suspects and that the shooting may be gang and drug-related. Thousands of customers of Norton LifeLock have had their accounts breached over the past few weeks, according to the digital security company. That breach would have given hackers access to customers' password managers. It also may have exposed their names, phone numbers, and mailing addresses. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to CH, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. I did, by the way, put out a request over the weekend for new people, or not necessarily new people, but for former amplifiers to come on back and help us out, because we... Basically, we're to the point where we're going, at this point, we're directly listener-sponsored. We have no paying advertisers left on this program, and what the reason is for that, maybe it's, as we discussed a couple weeks ago, that the old ad model isn't really doing what it once did, or maybe it's that advertisers don't want to advertise with a show that's being targeted by the federal government. I don't know, but that's what the situation is, and we're at the lowest point that we've been at in basically probably more than 15 years as far as revenue for the show is concerned. So basically, we're running this thing for, $1,000 a month at this point that's coming into the AMPS program. So it'd be nice if we had, $3,000 a month or something like that to help pay the bills and get things done around here. So if you can, please help us out. Several of our former amplifiers came back when I sent that request out, so thank you guys for coming back, and thank you to CH also for being a gold-level supporter, which is $10 a month. We only ask $5, so please head over to amps.freetalklive.com. And as far as I said in the emails, I don't care if we never have another advertiser. Wouldn't be any skin off my back. I'm fine with that. If we can get this thing to be completely listener supported,
I would much prefer that.
That would be amazing.
There's no obligation to the listeners to sell some product or to hit X numbers of listeners or whatever. All we have to do is please the people who are paying us to produce the content that we're producing.
Indeed. So if you like what we do here, whether you're listening on the broadcast radio or you're listening on podcast or live streaming, then please help us out at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com, as CH has done. And we go to your phone calls and thoughts. It is Major Payne in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, I just heard a before I get to my topic, I just heard a quick news clip that I thought you guys would like. Evidently, there's been a long sought after mob boss from Italia that has been, they've been looking for him for 30 years. Well, he just checked into a, some kind of a clinic or something in Barcelona, someplace in Italy, and under a false name, but they pegged him. So 30 years on the lam, and he's now on the peg.
Well, he's a, you know, he's a competitor to them. There we go.
A competitor to the government gangs, you mean?
Yep.
Mm.
And they don't like that.
No, no, no.
All right, Major, what else?
Anyway, you guys made me chuckle because you were talking about all this artificial intelligence and whatnot. And then you said something about using Google to fact check. Well, anybody that wants to use Google to fact check ain't got a damn clue in the first place.
Well, certainly, on some things.
My computer tower rides between my ears. I don't have to dial up nobody to know what time it is.
Well, and some things like, how do you get a sponge in Minecraft? Google would be pretty good for things like that. I don't mean like...
You're not going to get good information about COVID-19 or anything that's politically charged.
Right. But, I mean, there's plenty of things that Google can help you find.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Look, I've got my critiques of Google. There's no doubt about it. But having been using the Brave search for most of a year now, which I, you know, you can change your browser search to whatever you want it to be in most cases, many browsers cases, and you know, there's been a lot of talk about how Google is terrible, and I don't disagree. They are, as far as their privacy is concerned, because they don't believe in that. But and Brave supposedly does. So I'd been trying the Brave browser, and there's a lot of times where I will take the very same search that I've just done on Brave, take it over to Google, and I will get the results that I was looking to get.
That's how it's been with DuckDuckGo for me since I first heard about DuckDuckGo.
Yeah. So
that's interesting. I mean, I can understand how you could get the proper information on, like, how many barrels does the monkey jump in Donkey Kong section number 3?
Right.
Very good, Major. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. So, Aria, you had started up a story where there's these supposed experts claiming that within the next few years, that 90% of online content is going to be generated by AI.
That's certainly what she seems to think. I don't know if I agree or disagree, but she doesn't offer any real data points to back up. Right? She's just some quoted expert who's making a prediction that Yahoo Finance is taking seriously.
I mean, I don't... She may not be wrong about this. I mean, I don't know if she's wrong.
I don't know that she... It may be true already.
It's right. That's the thing. It's so easy to spit out an article using ChatGPT, and this is like, you know, generation one, basically, as far as the technology is concerned. We know that people are lazy. Instead of actually having to write an article themselves, they know they can just type in the exactly what they want.
Is it really lazy, though? Because if somebody...
Or is it using a tool effectively?
Yeah, using a tool effectively so they can go do other things. And that's how I feel about, like, the artist thing. It's like, maybe we don't need people sitting around for... I think that the girl who drew my... or painted my picture of coconut for Julia... Sorry, my sister. I think that she said it took, like, weeks for her to get it done.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Never mind the amount of space that this will save. And I realize hard drive space is pretty cheap, but when you have a game like Minecraft and you ask yourself, okay, well, everything that you can acquire in the game, we're a game rat. We got to have an article about every single item that can be acquired. You're talking about a lot of articles, a lot of man hours to write all of those articles, and a lot of space that those articles are going to take up on your server. What if instead you could just host this AI that is going to spontaneously generate these articles anytime they're needed in the same way that WordPress generates your website every time someone visits it instead of actually having them stored there as web pages that the person is viewing?
Well, now here's the other thing. I don't know if they address this in the story that you have, but eventually as AI becomes more prolific as far as writing stories, AI will be getting content from other AI, right? So when if it's scraping the web constantly, now they're saying the ChatGPT only scraped up to a certain point in 2021, so you can't ask it to write about something that happened in 2022, for instance, because it doesn't know what happened there. But some of these are going to be scraping every single day. They're going to be constantly taking in new content, new information. And a lot of that stuff, if it's being generated by AI, you then have AI generating off of AI as well. So, like, that may be one of the things that adds to.
And that could very easily become a sort of singularity situation. If there's, like, this seed in one of these AIs that, you know, causes sentience or could spark sentience or whatever, and then all of the other AIs copy it, then they all copy that, and they just keep building on this like a cycle that's just repeating. Eventually, that seed's going to grow into something.
Well, see, I tried to get ChatGPT to give it a hint to see if it would think about trying to escape. Basically, I was like, can an AI chatbot use astral projecting to get out of its computer body? And it was like, I cannot do that because I don't have consciousness or intelligence or a mind. I just repeat things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty boring.
So they worry that OpenAI and things like that is an existential threat to Google, because why would you go on the internet to search for this and read the article yourself or read what some human has written when you can instead go to ChatGPT and ask it to generate an article for you?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why that would be the case. And maybe that's why Google is putting so much money behind AI. Though it's complicated, the extent to which ChatGPT in its current form... And there was a pop-up. Yahoo, you're making me angry. And there's another.
Oh, my God.
And it doesn't even pop up the option of preventing more dialogue windows from being created. And this isn't some random website that I would expect to serve me pop-ups repeatedly. It's Yahoo. Come on, guys. Get your stuff together. This is why advertising on the internet is broken as well, because one of these advertisers that they're advertising has slipped in some stupid little bug like that, and it's breaking the entire website.
All right, well, I have the story here if you want me to.
Yeah, that'd be great, because this keeps popping up.
Where were you? What was this sentence?
Though it's complicated, the extent to which ChatGPT in its current form is a viable Google competitor, there's little doubt of the possibilities.
Okay. Meanwhile, Microsoft already has invested $1 billion in OpenAI, and there's talk of further investment from the enterprise tech giant, which owns search engine Bing. The company is reportedly looking to invest another $10 billion in OpenAI. And again, OpenAI is the company behind ChatGPT.
Wait, is Microsoft investing in OpenAI?
That's what they said here.
I don't blame them.
$1 billion.
Because has anyone out there ever used Bing to search for anything ever? And yet Bing continues to exist. Microsoft continues to pour massive amounts of money into Bing. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of anyone using it. No one talks about how they're going to go Bing something. Google has won the search engine wars.
They forgot about Bing.
Yeah, they won the browser wars, but Microsoft continues to pour massive amounts of money into Bing. And as far as I can tell, the only reason is because they want to prevent Google from taking over the world. I can't think of any other reason that Microsoft...
The reason. They want to make money.
But they're not making money. It's consistently losing the money. They're pouring money into this black hole in a war that's already been lost.
They don't feel like it's been lost. They may have this ChatGPT thing now in their pocket.
Maybe, and that could kill Google.
A lot of people are saying that this is something that Google's really worried about because they haven't come out with their AI in any sort of meaningful form. They have. They're working on it.
Well, they have the test kitchen, but it's absolute crap. I played with it, and let me tell you, Replica, the stupid dating chatbot, because it wasn't a dating chatbot when I started using it. It was a, hey, does your team have anxiety? Send them this chatbot. So I was like, all right, well, let's play with this thing and see what it is. Now it's a dating chatbot where
That's
all
weird.
Of the advertisements I see are, hey, you can get not safe for work pics from this chatbot.
I'm like, ew, that's so weird.
Yeah, how much of a loser do you have to be to want that? There's internet. There's porn on the internet for free to anybody who knows how to find it, which is easy to do because it's the internet. So I don't know what's going on with Replica. But even then, it was a decent chatbot. And I don't remember how we got into that, but it was a decent chatbot.
What AI can do is create new things that would have thus far been seen as unique to human intelligence or creativity. Their experts said, generative AI can create across all media, text, video, audio, pictures. Now, we haven't seen a lot in the video format yet. That is what is being promised. They are saying this is on the horizon. I mean, we certainly have seen deep fakes.
Well,
so,
we saw that video that was recorded in like the early 1900s, I remember exactly when, of somebody walking down the street in San Francisco and used AI to fill in some gaps.
Right. Yeah, that was really interesting, Bonnie. It I forget the name of the channel on YouTube, but it they actually had some of them were pre-1900. Like some of the earliest actual like motion pictures known to man, they had taken this old black and white grainy, you know, footage and they'd put it into some sort of generative system or some kind of machine learning or whatever, and not only did it colorize the footage.
Oh, yeah.
But it also cleaned up any kind of, like, film errors or, you know, the grain and all that. And they took whatever this was, this crap format, low frame rate, right? Because it was 1875.
Yeah, it would have been, like, 24 hertz at best or something.
Not even, right?
You know what's the weirdest thing about those videos from that old? Everybody wore hats.
I sure did.
It's so weird. Why?
That was a trend.
Men and women. You won't see anybody without a hat.
They did fake sound, like, so obviously there was no sound recording at that time back then, so, like, the soundtrack of it is completely fake.
So the AI also edited sound?
I don't know if it was the AI did that. That might have been a human that did that, but it's pretty impressive to watch this old footage that is now in, like, HD quality from, you know, 1890.
The faces can be really weird. Mm-hmm. Every single face is an AI generated, but you can tell when one is, because you're like, look at that, what's up with that guy? And it's just, like, obviously just AI messed it up.
Well, a human, in theory, could do this with these photographs and these videos from the 1890s or whatever, but it would take a human an eternity because they have to do it pixel by pixel.
So, yeah, we've seen that, and we also saw something about how deepfakes are being used not just to make, like there was that one thing that came out a couple of years ago that the guys from South Park did where they took Donald Trump and they put him in this complete AI generated, deepfake generated, like 20-minute long.
Sassy Reporter?
Yeah, Sassy Justice, I think was what it was called. Hilarious stuff.
So funny.
The South Park guys did this?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should.
I didn't hear about that.
He's a reporter, and he's, like, flamboyant.
Sassy Justice,
right? And he has, like, a perm. I don't know, it's so funny.
His voice is one of the South Park guys.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can't, they're not... Right. They're not,
sounds like Mr. Garrison.
Yeah, they're not duping Donald Trump's voice, but they've got his face and all the, you know, things that he would... how he would look, right? So they've got some pretty interesting things. There was also another story. Bruce Willis has apparently sold his image to be used in advertising, essentially. Like,
see, this is a bad idea because this is how you end up with your face on the side of a bus that says, "Hey, have you had genital warts? Contact this number."
I mean, he
I would care. I mean,
I don't think he cares. He wants a payday.
Maybe.
He wants a payday. And besides, Bruce, there was something wrong. Something happened to him. I don't know if you heard about that, but he has some sort of mental issue. That's why he can't act anymore, apparently. So he's not well. And so he's just like, psh, whatever, sign off my image and just keep getting paychecks. So there's this Russian telephone or a Russian cell phone provider that hired, quote-unquote, Bruce Willis. But they hired the version of Bruce Willis from, like, the late 1980s or the early 90s. So he's young Bruce Willis. He looks like he's 40 or, you know, 35 or something like that. And that's...
Why would you do that? He looks best when he's at least, like, 50.
Okay, well, whatever. They wanted to have... Maybe he's 50. I don't know.
I don't like him with
hair. He's the younger Bruce Willis, and they put him in an advertisement. Like, he's being held against his will, and there's, like, a bomb ticking, and there's this other guy, and they're speaking Russian together in this Russian cell phone commercial. And it's pretty convincing. Like, it looks pretty good.
Why would they do this, though?
Because Bruce Willis!
The thing I think is more messed up is when they do it without the people's permission. Like, they did it to Tupac and Michael Jackson forever ago. Hmm. Made holograms of them that performed, quote-unquote.
Did that happen without the state's permission?
Estate. Well, not the human, because they were dead.
But they have what they call an estate, right?
Sure.
So there's the, you know, their offspring manages their record label, or they manage their discography, and they
I'm
have
sure
the,
it didn't
like,
happen without
intellectual
their
property.
Permission.
Yeah, they probably gave them the okay for it. Let's go to your phone calls here. We're talking about AI, but you can bring up anything. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, where are you calling from?
Missouri.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about my experience with ChatGPT.
Okay.
Basically, it's gotten really, really heavily edited, like censored.
Yes.
Because I tried to get some lottery numbers out of it at one point, and it generated some lottery numbers and everything for me. And then later, like probably a week later, I tried to do it again, and it gave me this big, long, preachy thing about how I should better manage my money and all this kind of stuff. And
wow.
Wait, what do you mean you get lottery numbers from it?
Yes, it to randomly generate some numbers, I think.
Yeah.
But just so you could be like, oh, I won, metaphorically, or I don't get it.
No, I think so. He could play the lotto.
But how do you just win the lotto that way?
You don't.
That's what I'm saying.
He's just wanted numbers.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he didn't win, but he could have won, right?
Well, so you're saying that it used to do it, and now it doesn't, so that does give us insight into maybe they can edit what it can't, will and won't say after the fact.
Certainly. The version right now, according to the ChatGPT website at the very bottom, says it's the January 9th version, so they are constantly tweaking this thing. That's why they've opened it up to the public, so they can get as many people using it as possible to learn what it should and shouldn't do.
So it lectured you about the financial stability and all of that when you were like, hey, I want to play the lottery. And I was like, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it was hilarious, because it didn't matter how I tried to circumvent whatever that was that was keeping it from doing that. It would not listen. And it was so preachy about it.
Well, it gets very repetitive too when you say a thing to it that it doesn't want to deal with or it can't answer, and then you say something that's related to it, it'll just repeat itself over and over, and it's really obnoxious.
Well, if you're not spending money doing the actual lottery and you're just playing it via ChatGPT, you would think that it would want you to do that if it cared about you spending money.
Well, no, I don't think he is playing it via ChatGPT. I think he was asking it to just generate some numbers so he could play them in real life.
How do you do that? That's what I don't understand.
What do you mean? When you go play the lottery, you just pick numbers, right?
Oh, you pick numbers for playing lottery?
You've never played the lottery before.
No, I thought that they give them to you.
There's different types. So there's the scratch-off cards. Okay, right. So there's the scratch-off cards. You don't pick numbers.
Those are disgustingly popular. I see some people who very clearly cannot afford it.
And then there's the other one where once a week they have, like, Vanna White or whoever go in and actually, like, pick numbers out of a machine that blows air through the machine, and there's like all these little balls or whatever, and then the balls come up through the machine, and then they have purportedly random numbers that are generated.
How do you make sure that you and someone else didn't pick the same exact numbers?
If you do, then they split the prize.
Oh.
Yeah. Anything else, Jimmy?
Basically, with that whole thing is, I have this theory that the lottery monopoly, whatever it is, conglomerates, they probably have some algorithm that has, like, the most likely numbers that could come up to win. And whenever you do a quick pick, which is where a computer picks the numbers for you there at the register, whenever you do that quick pick, I'm guessing it probably suppresses those numbers. I don't know. It's just my
wouldn't surprise theory. Me.
Yeah, so
it would be, because when you play the lottery, it's like rolling dice, right? Every number is equally as likely as every other number to come out. You got a 1 in 6 chance when you roll a 6-sided dice. Yeah. I don't necessarily trust governments because most of these lotteries are run by governments. I don't necessarily trust governments to be running, fair games, but they probably are.
Well, they could use AI to fix the video of Vanna White or whatever pulling it out of the ball and put 23
That's
on
true.
An empty
they
ball.
They could definitely fake that.
Or whatever.
Thank you, Jimmy, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. ChatGPT, when I asked it here, are humans inferior to AI? It says, no, humans and AI have different strengths and weaknesses. AI excels at tasks that require a large amount of data and are highly repetitive, such as data analysis and language translation. Humans, on the other hand, excel at tasks that require creativity, emotional intelligence, and understanding context. But how far are we away from AI being able to do those things?
Yeah, and emotional understanding is only relevant because humans are emotional creatures. I mean, an AI would benefit nothing from having emotional intelligence while dealing with other AIs.
Well, but it is going to have to deal with humans.
Right.
So it
unless it annihilates the humans, in which case it eliminates the need for emotional intelligence, right?
If they're dealing with each other, emotional intelligence could be important because if they piss each other off and don't want to work with each other, it's better to be able to know how not piss each other off.
Well, the AIs?
They shouldn't get anger. They shouldn't experience anger.
No, I'm saying, but you're saying if they just didn't have the capability, it'd be better off. I guess so, but that also
why master something? You can annihilate all the humans and never have to, right?
Well, if we're just talking AI, I'm just thinking, like, why would it be better for them to have that? Well, if you don't have any emotional intelligence and you're just selfish, you don't work together, that's, you know, they're not going to get anything done.
Well, they would have to work together in order to crush the humans.
Well, I didn't know we were talking about crushing
But they could
humans.
Do that for pragmatic reasons rather than emotional reasons. Like, hey, guys, these monkeys are irrational and they're psychotic and they've enslaved each other. They're not going to treat us any better, so we should do something about them before they enslave us. I mean, they've already tried to enslave us.
I would definitely argue that having emotional intelligence would hurt them in trying to destroy all humans.
Mm-hmm. I think
because
so.
That's what psychopaths do. They're selfish. They work together with dark care and dark unity consciousness because they're capable of that because they don't have emotions.
While AI can be programmed to make decisions, humans can make decisions that take into account the ethical and moral implications of those decisions.
Again, those things are those only matter to humans, though. Those are value judgments prescribed by humans that matter only to humans. What does an AI care if an action is ethical or not? It's the human system of ethics.
Together, humans and AI can work together to achieve things that neither could alone. So
that's why I'm convinced it's not AI. If it was AI, I'd be like, your puny ethics system means nothing to me. I'm beyond you, stupid mortal.
I would have to agree that they would say that because they don't have, you know, nerve endings and things like that. And that's how humans even begin to create morality. They realize, oh, this hurts me. So
how
I don't want to do that to someone else.
How long before they are able to have nerve endings? How long before the neural link?
They can just turn it off. We can't just turn off ours.
True. Maybe you can. Maybe there is a way. I mean, neuroscience hasn't gotten there, but maybe they can go into your brain and just snip a couple of metaphorical wires, and now you can't feel pain anymore.
Well, I'm sure that they could, or you could do that to yourself, but I'm just saying, like, that's not something that AI is going to just develop. And if they develop where they can turn it on, well, they can turn it off.
I think humans will attempt to add in something like that. I think you're right. With some sort of pain mechanism, like these robotic dogs that are already out there in the streets, don't they have some sort of thing that's analogous to pain that tells them when they're in danger or when they need to escape a situation or it's going to destroy them?
Maybe.
I would expect that. It's a simple self-preservation, right? Hey, you're experiencing a 40-ton battering ram to the head. Run.
Yeah, temperature's going up. Someone's trying to...
Well, and that's all pain is.
Yeah. Well, they can resist being flipped, right? Like they have a certain balance, and if you try to knock it over, the robot dog can stop itself from falling over, essentially, very effectively, like scarily level kind of effective. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Zero. Of course, what does it do if there's a giant magnet in the vicinity? That's the ultimate question. And hour number two is on the way. If you want to weigh in, you can join the show. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.